Grace to you and peace in the name of our coming Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not sure how the whole greeting card thing got started, but my guess is that Hallmark probably had something to do with it. Whether we are card people or not, many of us somehow feel the need at Christmas time to send out greeting cards. Quite oftentimes, I know a lot of families will also write a little letter or take some photos of the family and include those in the cards also that they send to their family and their friends, probably because many of those people they haven't been in contact with since last Christmas, and this way the folks can get a glimpse into our lives, what we've been up to and what we look like and such. It's for this very reason that I really enjoy receiving and sending out greeting cards. I think it's kind of fun to see what people have been up to, what their children look like, what they look like, how they're aging and such. And I like sharing with them a bit about myself and my family also. And so while I would never consider myself normally a greeting card type of person, when it comes to Christmas time, I am. In fact, in just a few days, I'll be sitting down and starting to write out my Christmas letter. And as soon as our girls get home from college, we'll be taking our family photo and we'll be putting that all together. And we'll be sending out our Christmas greetings via the U.S. mail. But the first Christmas greetings weren't written in a card. They weren't sent through the mail. They didn't have anything to do with giving a recap of the year's past events. The first Christmas greetings came by way of angelic messenger. And they contained just a couple little words. Do not fear. I can't imagine that such a greeting on a Christmas card would sell very well these days. But that was the first Christmas greeting. And it was spoken by angelic messengers on no less than four occasions. In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah the priest and announced to him that his wife Elizabeth, who had been barren her whole life and was now well up in years, was going to give birth to a son. And not just any son, but a son who would be the forerunner of the servant of the Most High God, the Lord Himself, the Messiah. We know that son to be John the Baptist, is who Elizabeth was going to give birth to. But the first thing that angel said when he came to Zechariah was this: do not fear. Later in Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel again, this time goes to a young woman, her name is Mary, and even tells her that even though she's a virgin, she's going to give birth again to a son, and that this son is going to be the son of the Most High God. And again, one of the first things that the angel says to Mary upon greeting her is, do not fear. Matthew chapter 1, an unnamed angel of the Lord appears this time to Joseph in a dream. And in the dream, he assures him that what is conceived in his wife Mary is a gift of God and not the sin of another man. And the first thing that Joseph was told by the angel was this: do not fear to take Mary home as your wife. And finally, we come to Luke chapter 2, and we're told again of the angel of the Lord who appeared to the shepherds while they were out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord said to the shepherds, that Christmas greeting, do not fear. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Do not fear. That was the initial and the repeated Christmas greeting. It's not very heartwarming, is it? But it definitely has meaning. I can't imagine that Hallmark would ever use it as the tagline on one of their cards. Do not fear! And yet that's the message that lay at the heart of the Christmas story. And it's the message that is the essence of the Christmas message. Zechariah, don't be afraid. Your prayer has been heard. Mary, do not fear. You have found favor with God. Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Shepherds, do not fear, for today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Do not fear. That's the message of Christmas. That's the message of Christ. It's the message of the cross, too. 1 John chapter 4, the apostle states these words. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. And that's why the message of the angels to Zechariah and to Mary and to Joseph and to the shepherds is a message of casting out fear. For the message of Christmas is about perfect love. God's perfect love for fallen humanity. John chapter 3 reminds us those words that we all know by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's interesting to me that the message of the angels surrounding the birth of Jesus, the message to Zechariah and to Mary and to Joseph and to the shepherds, is the exact same message of the angel who was at the tomb the morning that the women came to find Jesus and found that he wasn't there. That angel said to the women that morning, "Do not fear, for Jesus who was crucified, he is not here, he has risen." And that's why we can live our lives apart from fear. Because God sent his Son into this world to be our Savior, to suffer and to die upon a cross, and then to rise from a grave, to give us both the gift of forgiveness and the gift of everlasting life. And thus, even if we, like the psalmist in Psalm 23, if we find ourselves walking through the valley of the shadow of death, whether that be our own death or the death of someone in our family or someone we're close to, we can still be in that situation and not be afraid. Because we live and we move and we have our being in and surrounded by the love and the forgiveness of God in Christ. And thus, today, I want to leave you with the first and the ultimate Christmas greeting. It's more important and I hope more memorable than anything Hallmark could ever come up with. It's simply the words of the angels. Do not fear. No matter the trial, no matter the difficulty, no matter the struggle or the confusion or the illness or the diagnosis or the loneliness, Don't be afraid, for you are loved by the Creator of the universe, who sent His Son to the world to die and to rise for you. I pray that this is the message that you will hear and remember behind every Christmas greeting card that you send or receive. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.